MTV Cast.
Yo, yo, yo. Okay, I promise I'm not going to keep calling in 100 times a day. It is my last call today. Maybe I won't even call tomorrow. Because I've got an issue, apparently. I'm telling you guys what's on my mind. Alexandra here. And just getting ready to climb into Four Peaks. I am exhausted. I'm pretty sure that my legs have been replaced with Twizzlers. because one, they're chopped the fuck up from all the cat claw. And two, they're just like wobbly little things that I'm dancing on. I like don't even understand how my bike is pedaling slowly. This is so hard. It has been so fucking hot. I died today. Eggnog does not go well with hot. But God, I needed calories. I like just have been rationing my food since Rocky Cave. So I was like, okay, not running out of food this time. But I was pretty much just eating the bare amount to keep me moving forward. So, like, you know, 150 or 200 calories an hour. My bike is so heavy right now. Just, I don't know, 2 days worth of food. And 8 liters of water. So one of the things about it being so fucking hot is that the water carriers are just huge every time. I've done the ACC many times. And usually I can get away with like 5 liters between most of my carries. So I'm literally bringing 7 or 8 every time. It's just exhausting. I'm also really, 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 really not using the caches I did already. I took a 0.5 liter out of the Molino one. But it was like 110 degrees walking up Reddington. I literally like could not have anticipated that I would need 10 liters of water to get, actually, I probably would have needed like 11 to get up 11 push. Yeah, so I don't know, just trying to illustrate to people that. Like, not only does the heat make you have to slow down because you're trying not to die, which, to be fair, I have died every day in the heat to the point where I lay under a rock, sprawled out, gasping for air, trying to cool my core temp best I can. But part of me wants to just climb forever until I get into higher elevation so that I just don't have to deal with the heat anymore. I kind of think that my body is at heat tolerance capacity. Tolerance for getting this really hard bike ride in 100 degree days every day. After day, just getting roasted in Martinez Canyon. Oh, psychedelic, man. Psychedelic. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully, maybe pedal for like 2 or 3 more hours and pass out on the road.
for a decent sleep.
Well, I was rambling so long that I got cut off and didn't even remember what I was talking about anyways. But just wanted to send y'all a note before I go on the Four Peaks Odyssey. I will check in on the other side because I literally have no idea how I'm pedaling my bike anymore. Just through sheer willpower and desire to catch Katya and give her my teaching. I'm trying so hard to catch her. It is incredible. You guys don't think I've ever. Man, fucking sick. It's really amazing. What can you? It's really amazing what you can do. A little self-love, positive thinking. You can ride your bike up a mountain and ramble on the phone. Just kidding. It's really hard to do. Okay.